And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down there, they kept watch over him. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split. Imagine yourself in Egypt on the night of Passover, and you're listening to a conversation. Let's say two Jewish men are there. Who shall we call them? Joshua and Caleb. Not the Joshua and Caleb. And Joshua is saying, "This is quite a night. We will be going out tomorrow. God is coming to save us." And Caleb says, "Well, I'm worried." Joshua said, "Well, what are you worried about? Have you killed the sacrificial lamb? Have you eaten the meal? Have you put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel?" "Oh, well, yes, I've done that. But the angel of death is coming." "Well, we should be glad," says Joshua. "But I'm worried, he says. And the night passes. Which of those two men would have a dead son on his hands the next morning? The answer is neither. Because it wasn't the strength of their faith. It was on the basis of the blood. Basis of the blood. And there are Christians who worry, "Is my faith strong enough?" And the trouble is they're looking at themselves and not looking out to the Lord Jesus and what he has done. And that's what this table is intended to remind us of, that there is shed blood and a broken body for us. And it's on that basis that God forgives us, not our deeds, even the deed of believing upon him, but upon what the Lord Jesus has done for us. So we should look to him tonight, and we should be thanking him for what he's done in living and dying for us in our place, and rejoice that our assurance doesn't rest in ourselves or anything of ourselves, but in what our Saviour has done, and we rejoice in that.